the Bomba. They're coming to town. Go to our website, kbcs.fm, and click the events tab. Well, I am joined in the studio, such an honor, with Amy Ray and her band, and Becky Warren is also here. She's going to open for Amy Ray tonight at the Tractor. It is sold out, but you're also heading up to Bellingham to the Shakedown.
Right, and Missoula.
And Missoula.
What a trip.
Put your snow tires on and follow us.
So Amy, what's been so delightful about Plain Hauler, your latest album, has been the discourse that our listeners really engage with me, and all of us here at KBCS when we play your music, which is kind of unusual. I mean, when I play Sure Feels Good Anyway, immediately I get emails, I get calls. People just love that. It's very fascinating to watch the reaction to Hauler.
That's interesting. I mean, because y'all are so far away, you know, in right. The Northwest, and the South is so specific.
But we're in such divisive times, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to say, is I think the times are so polarized that when we have when there's a way to dialogue, we all want to, because we all are curious, like, how are you feeling about this, and what do you feel about this, and why do you feel this way, and, you know, and that's what it should be. It should be curiosity rather than, like, attacking each other.
Right.
You know, and, you know, respect for y'all for doing that.
Right, and, you know, again, they're saying, here she's singing about the Confederate flag, and yet she's still loving her neighbors. How kind is that? You know, that. So thank you for allowing the great discourse with our KBCS listeners and fans.
Cool.
So on this album, as you were putting it together, it seemed like it came about quite organically, particularly the song Hauler.
Yes, Hauler came up really organically. I had started writing that song because I just out of an emotional need to write it, and then when I was working, I kept working on it in between sessions at the studio when we were recording the record, and the band kind of overheard me playing it, and Jeff was like, "You got to finish that," and I was like, "I'm gonna finish this song. I promise I'm gonna finish it." So I was kind of like one of those things where you say you're gonna do it, so you need to do it.
Right?
Yeah. So I did, and then the band just—it was a beautiful moment. Everybody just played. And it was like, it just fell together. You know, the whole, this is a great group of people to play with, and they just listened to each other and played the song, and it made it a song.
And I can see you guys have such great synergy, and you carry that on stage live. It sounds like you have really moments of, you know, called flow, where you just connect with each audience member. So important to you.
Yeah, no, exactly. And this band is, I mean, we've been kind of playing around for about 4 or 5 years, the same group, and so... That's the point. It's not a solo project, you know, it's a collaboration for real. I mean, I'm not going to go out and play by myself, because it's not going to be, this is the thing that's magic, you know, and I know it, and I know how good these guys are, so I appreciate them playing. And I think the audience feels that it's a team thing. It becomes a different kind of moment when it's not just some celebrity that's up there playing with a backing band or something like that.
But you really connect with the audience.
Yeah.
Can we take a moment to have each of you introduce yourselves? Mm-hmm. Is your name, your full name, and what instrument you're playing?
Okay, I can start. My name is Jeff Fielder. I'm actually here from Seattle.
Awesome. Right.
It's my hometown. Seattle. And I play a dobro right now, guitar, electric guitar, and banjo when we're in the swing of things. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, my name is Kevin Brooks from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I play bass.
Matt Smith from Asheville, North Carolina, and I'm playing dobro.
I'm Adrian Carter. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I live in New York now. I'm playing fiddle or violin, whichever one you want to call it. Amy calls it fiddle.
We've got a lot of people in here. We've got about 9 people, 10 people in this room, so we're trying to lean over.
Yeah. My name is Jim Brock. I'm from Charlotte.
Well, welcome. So, again, tonight you're playing at the Tractor. It is sold out, but you're going to be up in Bellingham. What's this first song you're going to play for us?
Yeah, we're going to play a song actually from our record that we put out a few years back called Goodnight Tender, and the song is called Dwayne Allman.